Welcome to Integrative Nurse Coaches in Action, the podcast where nurses, healthcare professionals, and consumers come to hear from inspirational nurse leaders in health and wellness coaching. We cover the latest innovations, ideas, and breakthroughs from nurses who are shifting the paradigm of disease care to healthcare through the art and science of integrative nurse coaching. So welcome everyone to Integrative Nurse Coaches in Action podcast. My name is Nicole Vienno, your host, and I am so thrilled to invite Lindsay Johnson from Catalina Wellness onto our program today.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
Very happy to have you here. And we are excited to talk a little bit about your vision of nurse coaching, what coaching is, and some of the fun that you're having within your program, and just your vision of where you see yourself fitting into the nurse coaching world and into healthcare in general, and just opening up eyes for all to understand what nurse coaches are doing in the world.
Wonderful.
Awesome. So let's start off with a little bit of basics. Like, how did you get into nursing?
Oh, man, going back pretty far. Okay. I got into nursing probably because I had a grandmother who grew up in the Netherlands, and she was a nurse, and she delivered babies during World War II and ended up emigrating over here to America. And so that was always kind of stuck in my head, but I'd grown up wanting to be a doctor. And then I got a 33% on a physics test. And so I was also taking at the same time a course about health professions. And the person who was teaching the course was a nurse. And I was starting to realize at that time that the physician route wasn't going to be for me. And so I decided to switch my major to pre-nursing and didn't really look back since. So I started out, I went to the University of Arizona, got into their nursing program, and here I am.
Go Cats.
Go Cats.
Go Cats. So it sounds like you had a few nursing role models in your life.
Yes, I don't think she passed away before I became a nurse. She had dementia. She has had Alzheimer's around the same time that I switched my major. But yes, I had her as a role model. Of course, it was a very different nursing world when she was practicing. So yeah, it was. Definitely, I think a lot of that came from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Inspiration from the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
in my blood.
In your blood, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, another role model when you were in school and meeting another nurse who is working in profession development or professions.
Yes, her. Yeah. I don't even remember her name. I wish I did, because that really did have a big impact on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seeing how I can fit myself into health and healthcare beyond what I thought was, you know, expected of me, perhaps.
Right, right, mm-hmm. Right. And so I know you have a background, a vast background in nursing. And so tell us a little bit about just your background experience within nursing.
Yeah, I graduated from the U of A, like I said, and went straight into the cardiac ICU. Cardiothoracic care unit that was probably the highest acuity in the Southwest Arizona. Started working with balloon pumps and was trained in case recoveries from CABGs and valve replacements. And then I was trained in ECMO. And then I got burned out, of course, because that's what happens. Very often in those kind of settings, a lot of death, and it was a very difficult job. And so I was about to quit that hospital in general when I ran across something called nurse coaching. And I had actually just started my master's program, and someone named Nicole Viano was a nurse coach. And so I was like, what is this? What is this nurse coaching thing? And so I applied for a position at a health spa, an upscale health spa here in Tucson. I got the position. And then that same week I had a mentor call me and say, no, don't leave. There's a position for you in infection prevention. And so I decided to stay and do the infection prevention thing, which was great. I really appreciated the 8-to-4 position. It felt good to be able to take care of myself and do something a little bit different. But then, almost about a year in, another person in the hospital was like, come work with me. You're about to graduate with your master's degree. Come work with me in professional practice. And so since I didn't have a huge passion for infection prevention, and the professional practice position really reflected a lot of what I was really interested in, you know, taking care of nurses, taking care of their burnout, but also providing support in their career aspirations and their professional practice. I was like, heck yes, take me. And so I started working with her, which was wonderful. It was at the time I thought was my dream job. And I was working a lot with shared leadership councils across the hospital and quality improvement projects. And it really felt like it fit in with my master's degree as well, the clinical systems leadership. And so that was really great. And then since we had been recently acquired by a bigger hospital system, I came back from maternity leave and my job was reorganized. And so they sent me I was still in professional practice, but I ended up doing a lot of data entry for ND and QI, and I could work from home, which was actually probably a very good thing for me at that time. I had a very brand new baby, and soon after that, I became pregnant again with my second kid. But the nurse coaching thing really never left. That idea never really left me. And so I made the decision after my second child was born to leave that organization finally after about 10 years of nursing and 11 years of being involved with that organization. And I went to Fort Lauderdale and learned how to be a nurse coach. And so here I am. I started my own business over the past couple of years, trying to build that up and learning as I go how to be a nurse entrepreneur. So it's been quite the adventure ever since.
Wow. Absolutely an adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, from your wanting first to be a physician and then deciding that was not going to be for you, and then getting your bachelor's of science in nursing, and then moving into getting your master's in nursing and having so much opportunity. You know, it's kind of like plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and finding nurse coaching and then moving into a completely different role as a nurse entrepreneur.
Completely different.
Yeah.
And it feels like life continues to go in that plan E direction, right?
I think that's one of the beauties of nursing, is that there are so many opportunities and possibilities for us. But today we're talking about nurse coaching. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about your definition of what nurse coaching is.
Well, I went into nurse coaching because it was more along the lines of health promotion rather than what I did when I got out of nursing school, it was the disease management part of healthcare, right? So I wanted to work on that healthcare side of healthcare. And so nurse coaching to me is really promoting health systematically. And I think that we can often get really wrapped up in health and wellness as certain choices that we make for our bodies, you know, nutrition and movement. And we often forget the other sides of health and wellness, and like mental health, emotional health, spiritual health. But also I think we forget that there's a huge community side of health as well. We're impacted by our communities and our access to healthcare, our access to healthy food, healthy water. And so as a nurse, I see nurse coaching as kind of an expanded view of healthcare in a more integrative sense, that we are impacted by a complex dynamic of things rather than just little things. You know, not just, you know, how we are, not just our hemoglobin A1C or our blood pressure, but it is a big dynamic whole thing. We are a whole being. And so I think nurse coaching is taking that into consideration, supporting the health of our clients in that lens, and supporting our communities through that lens as well. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely makes sense. And, you know, seeing people as more than just a body part or yes, just one system, because we are all linked. I love how you expressed your views on community, because community does have a huge impact on health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In the past year, I started going through a training for somatic experiencing and learning all about trauma and the different types of trauma and how impacted our health and wellness is through trauma. And I don't even mean, you know, the event kind of trauma, but the historical, racial poverty, any sort of, abuse that goes on for a long time can really impact our health. It impacts our stress response. And I've been really, really interested in the past year on what stress does to our bodies. If it's stuck, you know, if our bodies are stuck in those stress responses.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you mean by stuck.
Yeah, so stuck in those stress responses. So when we are confronted with a stressor, say that tiger in the jungle, right? Or in our current state, it's a virus that we can't see. When we are confronted with that stressor, we go into that sympathetic stress response. And so when we have that sympathetic stress response, our heart rates go up, our blood pressures go up, our breathing increases, blood flow goes to the extremities, our reproductive and our immune systems go down because there is no need for them when we are being chased by a tiger. And so when we are confronted with stress for a really prolonged period of time, we end up feeling the effects of being in that stress response, that sympathetic stress response, for a long time. And so I find it so interesting to relate it to our health and wellness, in that, you know, our health and wellness is so much more impacted by that than I think that we have realized.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we're stuck, mm-hmm. it's difficult to probably to prioritize, to see what's important to ourselves and to potentially move in any direction.
Exactly. Exactly. And right now in our current state, being chased by this virus we cannot see, right? We're constantly in that state.
So in your work, are you noticing that you're seeing people get real stuck in situations or feeling stuck?
Yes, I think we all have places where we're stuck. You know, I think that a lot of times that is what holds us back from, you know, choosing the food that works best for our bodies. It holds us back from making choices, which may not even be choices. We're stuck with coping mechanisms that have served us at one time, but might not be serving us right now. So, for example, I'm also a Whole30 certified coach, and I really try to help my clients move into that food freedom. So it's Whole30 is great, but it only lasts 30 days. And so after my clients are done with their 30 days, they go into a reintroduction phase where they reintroduce foods to see how they react in their bodies. And so following that is food freedom, essentially, and trying to find how to work in what they've learned about their bodies. And oftentimes, stress eating or emotional eating can be such a big part of working through those food issues. And so I see a lot of my clients using food to cope very often, which can be a very valid way of coping, but oftentimes can be maladaptive for people.
So do you find, so you mentioned the Whole30 and you're mm-hmm. a coach for that. I noticed on your webpage that you offer some programs for that. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with that?
Sure. I have one program called Whole30 Whole Life. It's an 8-week program designed to help people through the Whole30 and into their reintroduction and then launch them into their food freedom. It's based very much in food freedom and trying to use what you learn about yourself during the food freedom. During Whole30 in your food freedom. That is what I'm offering at this time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. So many people are focused on, you know, eating mm-hmm. and eating the best things. But what I am really appreciating about your vision of this is the after phase, the after of, you know, the freedom of eating and less restriction, but understanding really what is important to the individual about that.
Exactly, because health and wellness is very individualized, right? It's what works for some people doesn't work for other people. I have two clients currently that have autoimmune diseases that completely different illnesses. And so their dietary restrictions are different than mine. Like I do not have the dietary restrictions that other people do. And so it's really important to take into consideration what those dietary needs are and balancing them with, you know, what can I have? What can I actually put into my body that's going to serve me while not being overly restrictive? And because it can, that overly restrictive you know, diet culture that we are seeped in oftentimes has really put that morality onto food. You know, there's good food and then there's bad food. And I am not about that. I want to take away the morality around food. It's food is food. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. And trying to balance that. trying to find a balance is what I'm all about in my program.
Yeah. And not just that. I'm not just food. I mean, you also just expressed about trauma.
Yeah.
And potentially food can be trauma to some people.
It really can be. You know, there's plenty of people out there with it's wrapped up in food can be very, very much wrapped up into trauma. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing just a little bit about some of the, you know, programs that you're hosting as a nurse coach. Let me change focus for just a little bit. So I know one of your focuses is on self-care. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know what your definition of self-care is or what you consider it to be, and maybe some of your favorite practices.
Great. Self-care is, I love what Alicia Keys describes self-care as. It's, she has shifted it more towards soul care. Mm-hmm. And so I see it more as soul care and caring for yourself, oftentimes for your future self, in just a compassionate way. And one of the influencers that I follow on TikTok, Domestic Blisters, talks about how you can care for yourself without caring about yourself. And so it, which really helps me in those moments where, you know, I'm feeling self-critical or feeling that self-doubt, I can still care for myself. And oftentimes that self-love will follow. And so what self-care that I do, I'm fairly religious about my self-care. My biggest keystone habit that I really am reliant on is getting enough sleep. So I go to bed fairly early, particularly because I have children. It's important to me. So that, I move my body every day, whether it's cardio on my Peloton or it's my, you know, very light yoga at the end of the day. Eating the food that makes me happy, whether it's chocolate or a Whole30 meal. That to me is self-care, and not feeling guilt about that is self-care for me. And then constantly doing my own work through therapy and working on myself, my own coping mechanisms that are no longer serving me, and working on those and my mental health and my emotional health. That might be the most important and critical piece of self-care that I do for myself.
Yeah, when you expressed Alicia Keys, you know, soul care, all that you just described was that. I mean, it's your whole being. It's not just one little piece of it. It's all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And just as we're on the subject of self-care, someone, I saw this across Instagram the other day, but self-care without the community aspect I wanted to bring up is just self-optimization, right? If we're doing self-care so that we can care for other beings and impact our own communities, that is the important part of self-care. And so my version of self-care is caring for myself so that I can show up as the mom I want to be for my kids. My version of self-care is so that I can show up as the nurse coach that I want to be for my community. So I just wanted to add that in there, that it's important to remember that our self-care is not just about ourselves.
Right. It's an extension.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. When you think back to your time in the ICU where you mentioned that you had gotten burned out, mm-hmm. if you can compare yourself, and not in a critical way, but just maybe for nurses out there who are feeling burned out. You know, what is the difference? What do you think, what transpired for you in that journey?
Boundaries. and not just saying no when they call to have you come in on your day off. I did that plenty. But I think having those boundaries emotionally as well, that my worth as a nurse and a human being is not made up of the, you know, showing up at work. My worth goes beyond what I do. I learned how to do more self-care sometime in the middle of all of that. You know, I had massive back pain. My IBS was out of control. And I learned how to work on that. You know, I got out of the bedside and shifted what my life looked like. But that only went so far. My self-care needed to go deeper and work on that, the inner self-talk and the perfectionism that I think are, unfortunately, I think our profession is plagued with. Very often, I think that nurses, over-identify with the giving with self-sacrifice. And there is a way to give without that self-sacrifice. In fact, we can actually show up better in our lives in impacting our community when we take care of ourselves. And so taking care of myself was a lot more than fixing my back pain and my diet. It was a lot deeper than that. And finding a self-worth beyond what I do on a daily basis was really important.
Yeah. And the willingness to self-explore.
Yes, the willingness to self-explore. And the willingness to maybe find a new profession in nursing, right? A new career in nursing, was a change as well. What else? Learning how to deal with stress on a daily basis as well. It was incredibly important. Especially becoming a mother, learning how, because it was that all over again, right? The Pinterest parenting, everything needs to be perfect kind of thing. Figuring out how I can feel good enough just as I am.
Right. Right. Beautifully, beautifully said. And of course we know as nurse coaches that everyone does do this on their own, in their own way, on their own journey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 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 And nurse coaches are a beautiful support for that.
Yeah, that's what I love about nurse coaching is being able to support and watch my own clients build that enoughness within themselves.
I love that. Enoughness.
enoughness.
You are enoughness.
Yes.
So tell me also, because you mentioned communities is a big focus for you. And I notice you have, the mom group.
Yes. I'm actually moving away from that.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I think we teach what we need. And so that came out of my immediate postpartum period of, you know, having two kids. And, so I started really working with moms and, mom burnout, you know, but I think as I, grow in my new nurse coaching role, I guess it's not new anymore, but it's still pretty new. As I grow in that, I want to focus more on the caregivers of the world. And so that encompasses moms, of course, but I think it also encompasses nurses and anybody in the giving professions. Because I think that we do have a tendency as the giving type people, like myself included, to have that idea that caring for other people means it's going to be at an expense of myself. Mm-hmm. And so that's been my goal. That's evolved over the past couple of years is to help the givers prioritize their needs also so that they can give to others.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. And I see your whole career, you know, as an evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Continuously evolving.
Yes.
I really appreciate that, you know, you kind of do what you need at the time, how
yes.
you said, you know, you needed support. And so part of your work was supporting others who need the support too.
Yes. Yes. Interesting yeah. how that works, right?
Right. But it was calling to you. It was a passion and you felt you needed to follow it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So let's do a fun question.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's fun because I always imagine what mine would say about this. So how would your parents describe what you do for a living?
I think my mom has described me as a life coach. I don't know if they know what I do, to be completely honest. Something around, you know, helping people eat better and life coaching, I think is probably what they would describe me as doing.
You know, some of us nurse coaches have a little bit of difficulty describing what it is we do.
Yes. Yeah. I've been struggling with that for 2 years.
And why do you think that is?
Oh, I think it's really hard to define something that is so holistic. I'm a big picture person. I mean, I see the details, of course, but I'm a big picture person. I'm an integrative person. And so when we, like, health is a lot bigger than one little thing. And so I think it's hard to narrow that down and describe us as one thing. Like, wellness is a very large thing.
It is. And the bottom line is, I was talking to my husband about this. He said, you just go around and you help people feel better.
See, I like that definition. I help people feel better, whatever that looks like for that person.
Exactly. The individuality of that.
Yes.
And whether that is food or whether that is
yeah.
movement or whether that is talking about trauma or, you know,
yes.
all the beautiful things that you are incorporating into your practice.
Yes, absolutely.
And then beyond that, right? Beyond mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Environment, community.
Yes.
Self-care, soul care.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, I always wonder what my mom still doesn't know what exactly I do, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. One other fun question. Mm-hmm. So if all barriers and constraints could be removed, what kind of project would you do?
Well, I'm probably going to do it anyway.
Woo!
It just might be, yeah, it just might not be as large as I'd love it to be. But if all barriers were gone, I would love to do a group program around burnout, helping the caregivers with burnout. It's still in the works in my head, but it's much like trying to define nurse coaching, trying to define exactly what I want to do with this program is really difficult. But I would love to be able to have a small group of 10 to 15 people to just work with in a group setting for probably 8 weeks.
Mm, sounds lovely. Mm-hmm. In the words of International Nurse Coach Association co-director, Barbie Dossie. She always says, sometimes you don't have all the answers. You just know you need to begin.
Oh, I like that. Yes. And I think that that's kind of, yeah, exactly what needs to happen. Just need to start.
Yeah. And I know, given your history of all the things that you've done, all the things that you're doing, I know this is going to come to fruition for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know that you're doing some programs in your community as well, or you are doing some online things. Are you doing some kind of support groups or breaking down barriers or something like that?
I just had a burnout webinar.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I just had hosted a free event called Burned Out: 8 Essential Resiliency Strategies During Difficult Times. That was great. I really love doing that. I'm looking on doing a program based on those 8 essential strategies. I attempted a food freedom membership. I am taking a pause on that at the moment because I don't know exactly what that will look like going forward. I want it to be sustainable for me, and it's just me doing the work. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, I think it was really successful. Two of my clients in that pilot program have shown so much improvement in their own relationship with food over the past 3 months. And I love that. And it was kind of painful for me to stop it, but it wasn't necessarily working for my life. And so I'm pausing it for a moment, seeing where to go from here with that. Mm-hmm. Obviously I do private coaching. That hasn't been any different from the last couple of years. I think those are the programs that I've been working on lately. Mm-hmm. In the weeks that my husband has off from work.
There you go.
Every other week I work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate that you know, you're, as an entrepreneur, we have to continuously assess and reassess what is working for us. And, you know, you mentioned about boundaries, you know, and part of that is recognizing our boundaries and really what is and what isn't going to be the best way for us to make a living and affect people's lives. So, you know, shifting programs and doing what's really inspiring you is.
Right. Exactly. And you said it, if it's inspiring me or not. And I think there were moments that program was inspiring to me. But I trying to find a way forward that really, truly works for me is the challenge, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's do two more questions. Where do you see nurse coaching leading to or leading you?
How about where would I like it to lead?
Sure, that sounds good too.
I would love for it to lead to increased health among nurses. I think I would really love to see all nurses learning this coaching technique. I mean, we all know it inherently, but this puts vocabulary and organization to it. And I think that having those coaching skills and the coaching intuition can be really impactful for patients, even at the bedside and obviously beyond. I would love to see nurse coaches taking a larger role in community health, public health efforts. I think public health is probably the next frontier for nurse coaches. I would love to see nurse coaches in public health.
So tell us where you got your certification. What school did you go to?
I went to the International Nurse Coach Association. I don't remember what cohort I was. I'm really struggling.
I think you're cohort number 33.
No, was it 33?
Not 23.
23 or 25, maybe
something like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It was in the past, but it was, yes. You know, you're part of a conglomeration of nurses who have undergone this training. You know, and you're right. We're putting vocabulary systems into place for nurses to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. Every nurse should take this training because it, for me, it greatly impacted my life.
Oh, me too. I think in ways I don't even know and understand quite yet, even too. But yeah, it really impacted the way that I see nursing in general, in my career of choice from, you know, back in whenever I changed my major, right? It just completely shifted all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. So tell us where we can find you.
Okay. I'm actually doing some rebranding in the next couple of months, but Ooh. at the moment, you can reach me at Lindsay, that's LINDSAY, at catalina-wellness.com. That's my email address. My website is www.catalina-wellness.com. You can find me at my Instagram, where I'm at most of the time, more than anything. it's Lindsay Mick Johnson, LINDSAY, Mick MC Johnson, common spelling. That's where I do a lot of my work with my community. But yes, mostly my website is there. It will be shifting over to my name very shortly.
Ooh, that's exciting. Some new up and coming changes again, evolution.
Yes, more evolution as I try to figure out who I am. Yes.
Well, you've already impacted so many people in such a positive way.
I hope so. That's my goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And definitely within our community as well of nurses doing nurse coaching. And, so we'll have all of your details in our notes so people can easily find you. And do you have any offerings that you're offering right now?
No. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I don't have anything at the moment, but, I believe sometime in February, I'll probably come out with maybe a self-care challenge or something.
Oh, yeah.
I will have an offering coming up in February.
Awesome. Awesome. And we'll look forward to keeping an eye out to see what your program turns out to be for your group coaching for carers.
Yes. Carers. Stay tuned for that in the fall. Not in the fall, the spring. I think that it would probably be a really great program for nurses. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Nice to catch up with you.
It was really great to catch up with you. I really appreciate your time and we look forward to hearing and seeing more from you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your generous time and support of our inspiring integrative nurse coaches in action. Please share this episode with a colleague, leave us a 5-star review, and follow us on social media. We look forward to keeping in touch with you. Remember to breathe and to rest.